Green vegetables. Green vegetables, vital for breast cancer patients.
This was an unpublished study. It was presented at the American Association for Cancer Research in Chicago a few days ago, and it dealt with people in China. 5,000 women who were diagnosed with breast cancer of varying stages were followed for a period of 5 years, and they were asked at certain stages of the study period what type of vegetables, what they were eating, to get a dietary history. And these vegetables are different from what we tend to eat here. These are mustard and turnip greens, bok choy, cauliflower, green cabbage, kale, collard greens, arugula. Those are the type of vegetables that they were consuming. And when they went through the data and went through all these interviews, they found that the women that were in the top 25% of consumption tended to have less of a death risk. Now, they gave relative risk reduction, so we don't know how many women or what the number you need to treat with this type of regimen would be required in order to save one life. So you had a reduction of about 60% in those in the top 25% dying of their breast cancer during the five-year period. The problem with this kind of study, one, it hasn't been published yet. Secondly, you have to keep in mind, Steve, that, and I'm sure you thought of this as well, that these women were eating these vegetables even before the study began and they developed breast cancer. So you can't really say that these foods specifically are going to prevent breast cancer. It just seems that they seem to have an additive effect with the chemotherapy that these women had that may have helped them. But you really can't show that kind of link.
But it's kind of one of those, you're not going to do any harm to yourself. And the chances are, based on this study anyway, that you'll probably be helping yourself.
That's correct. You're absolutely right, is that you're not going to do any harm. It's just that the headline and the way it is saying things is that it's going to do something for you. But in North America, we don't consume many of those vegetables. We tend to have broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and some cauliflower, but not the other stuff. So that's the issue. And the genetic variation, we talked about this yesterday in terms of genetics, that the people in China have very different genetic makeup in some cases with regards to how they'll metabolize and how they'll metabolize food than people in North America. So you have to expand this to other populations to really see if this does have a general effect on everybody the same way.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.